Hey, welcome to the Intentional Living Center. I'm Randy Carlson. We got a great team here ready to go. Rob and Amy's helping out on the phones today, and Stephen taking calls. And we're picking up from where we left off a couple weeks ago. After a young college student, a graduate, 22 years old, called and basically said, help, I need some help. And I opened the phone lines, and you have been a huge help to this young lady. And we're going to continue it again today. Let me give you the phone number for your comments on our comment line, 888-888-1717. And this was the call from Kaylee in Arizona, as she was asking for your help.
Hi, Dr. Randy. This is Kaylee. I am 22 and a recent college grad. I really struggle with worry and anxiety just like all the time. And I just remember sharing it with my pastor. I was like, I really struggle with this. Like, it is something that I struggle with. And he's like, you need to meditate on scripture. And I was like, yeah, I know, but I just worry so much. I don't know how to meditate. And he was like, if you know how to worry, you know how to meditate. And I was like, oh my gosh. So I was wondering what scriptures you meditate on to alleviate, just like that you use to fight against like worry and anxiety. So you can meditate on things of the Lord and not of like our own fears. So that's my question.
All right, and we're going to give you some help, Kayla. We got a lot of people who've called, want to share their verse, that their go-to verse for them and why it's been important for their anxiety and worry experiences. And we got people on Facebook as well. And if you want to post on Facebook, we'd love to have you do that as well. Just go to Facebook/intentionalliving. We'll try to get as much on the air here as we can during this half hour that'll encourage you and others. All right, let's begin. Let's go to Deborah, who's in New Mexico. Deborah, welcome to Intentional Living.
Thank you, Dr. Randy.
Appreciate it. What's your go-to verse for worry and anxiety?
Well, my go-to verse is in John 11:25-26, which says, Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? This is an important verse to me because the last enemy that's going to be destroyed is death. And when we believe in Jesus as our resurrection and our life, we don't even have to fear death. And I love that verse. When my mother died, I was at the cemetery, and the person who was working there quoted that verse to me, and he said, those are very powerful words. I don't even have to fear for my mother either. Another thing that I've done for the past 8 years is each year I pick 20 verses, actually 18, to meditate on, and I meditate on each verse for 20 days while I walk. I then write a little book called Walking with God. I'm on book 8 right now. And so if you meditate on a verse for about 20 days, you'll be able to remember that verse, and then you can review the others that you've been meditating on, and you can pick them. You can write them in your Bible. You know, this is a verse that will help me, and then say, Lord, help me memorize that one.
Fantastic. What's the verse you're meditating on right now?
Okay, the one that I am meditating on right now is the one in John 11:25-26.
Okay.
That I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Well, believest thou this?
So it was the verses that that really caused you to call today are the ones you happen to be meditating on at this point. That's very good. All right. Well, Deborah, thank you for your call. Appreciate it.
You're sure welcome. God bless you.
Thank you. He has. John. By the way, her verses, John 11:25-26. Let's go to Laura in Tennessee. Beautiful Tennessee. Hi, Laura. How are you today?
Hi, I'm great. Thank you so much.
Good. What verse would you suggest for young Kaylee to meditate on in her life?
Well, it has been suggested already, but I felt like that was a confirmation to me. But the way that I do it, when I have a lot of anxious thoughts, I get very overwhelmed, and I tend to beat myself up, and I think the enemy gets in, and it causes isolation and shame because I feel like this is an indication that I don't have enough faith.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have to surrender to that and to recognize, and really I'm so glad that she said to meditate on scripture because I've tried quote-unquote meditating, which I think is listening for God, praying is talking to God, but I think this way of breaking it down for me really helps. I'll say, be still and know that I am God. And then as I go forward, I say the whole verse again, be still and know that I'm God. Be still and know. Be still, be. And I keep putting it in that way, and that seems to bring Jesus in, calm my mind, and help me to know that God is the one who is in control.
Mm-hmm. And that's Psalm 46:10, correct?
Psalm 46:10. Yeah. Be still and know that I am God.
Very, very powerful. Listen, when we talk about meditation, and I know, like someone said earlier, that we live in this time where meditation is used for a lot of different things. And we know it can be, I mean, there's a lot of research that shows when people meditate, it does tend to reduce blood pressure, tends to reduce anxiety. I mean, it's just the way human beings are wired. God has wired us this way, that when we breathe deeply and we take control of our thinking, it helps. For Christians, we are commanded to meditate on those things which are true and honest and admirable and praiseworthy. We see that in Philippians 4:8. And so as a believer, we have to meditate on Scripture. We have to meditate on the goodness of God. And so that's why today, when Kaylee's saying, I want to do this, but where do I start? We're just saying, hey, there's a lot of places in Scripture. And when the caller said, I'm memorizing 18 verses a year and meditating for 20 days, that's a great thought. To do that, to be very intentional in the process of doing this. Quick break, we'll be back. Lots of more verses to share and stories of how Scripture is changing people's lives and dealing with anxiety and worry. So stay tuned.
Hey, it's producer Rob for Intentional Living. If you hear something on the program today and think, wow, I wish I could hear that later, you can. In fact, most nights before bedtime when things settle down, I pull out the iPhone and listen to that day's Intentional Living program on iTunes. And if you don't have an iPhone, just go to your smartphone's app store and download the Intentional Living app for free. And voila, you can hear any program on demand right there on your smartphone or on your tablet. And if you're at your laptop or desktop computer, head over to theintentionallife.com and then to Program Highlights, and you can access all the archived Intentional Living programs searchable by title and keyword. It's just one more way to help you live an intentional life in Christ. The website again, theintentionallife.com.
Give your child this gift before they leave home. Hi, I'm Dr. Randy Carlson with another Intentional Living Minute. Teach them that life is not fair. Some kids are going to have more success in life than others. People won't treat them fairly. And if in your home and in your parenting you try to make everything fair, you're setting your children up for a reality that doesn't exist in the real world. It says in 1 Samuel chapter 2, verses 7 and 8, that he makes some people poor and others rich. He humbles some and makes others great. He lifts the poor from the dust and raises the needy from their misery. He makes them companions of princes and puts them in places of honor. If we thought that everything was going to be fair, well, that's the wrong message to pass on to the next generation. Teach your children instead to work hard, to trust God, and to thank Him every day. And when you do, that's intentional living.
Visit us at theintentionallife.com.
You know, and by the way, the Intentional Living Minute you just heard, it's on the radio all across the country and around the world. We also now video record at the same time, put it on Facebook. So if you'd like to hear it again or share it with someone that you might you think might be encouraged by it, just go to facebook.com/intentionalliving. And if you like our page when you're at Facebook, a new video will come to your news feed every day. At least that's what I've been told. I've been told that's what will happen, all right? And so we put these together just to encourage you, Monday through Friday, 5 days a week, just to get you thinking about being intentional for the day. That's facebook.com/intentionalliving. Today, we started with a young college student, 22 years old. She graduated just recently. And she said, I worry a lot. Talked to my pastor. My pastor said, hey Kaylee, you got to meditate on Scripture. And I said, wow, well, I don't know how to do that. Well, we meditate on a lot of things. And she's looking for help on what Scripture to meditate on. And so we just opened the phone lines for you to share. Facebook as well. And Facebook's been busy. Rob, over there in the control room, we got a lot of people posting on Facebook. Let's share some of these. Why don't you go ahead and tell us what Jennifer said?
Yeah, Jennifer on Facebook went back to Psalm 61:2. From the end of the earth, I will cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I.
Well, that's a good verse, isn't it?
Yeah.
Wow. Another psalm, a lot of psalms. Psalm 94:19. Monica says this is important to her. Here's what the verse says. When my anxious thoughts multiply within me. Let me just stop. Isn't that what happens?
Yeah.
You know, when the scripture says, take captive every thought out of obedience to Christ, when it says to be renewed in the spirit of your minds in Ephesians chapter 4, and as a person who's worked with people for many years, I know that we can have anxious thoughts that multiply. Have you ever noticed almost like an obsessive thought? It starts with a little thought, and then it gets a little bit of germination, goes to the next level, and it builds and builds, and pretty soon it overtakes you. And the psalmist says, when my anxious thoughts multiply within me, your consolations delight my soul. Isn't that great?
It's really cool that God's word acknowledges that we can go through that, because otherwise you'd feel like, I am so weird. Why did God even make me, you know?
Amen.
Hey, on Facebook, Tasha wrote Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future.
Yeah, that was my dad's verse for life.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had a little plaque up on the wall. He had those little plaques, you know, you hang with a little string on the wall, and that was the verse that hung up behind his desk. Carolyn says, 1 John 4:4, he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world.
Mm.
Amen to that.
That's awesome.
These are good. I'm encouraged just doing this show today. I'd love to have you weigh in as well. 888-888-1717 is the number. Let's get back to your calls. Let me go to Marie in Michigan. Marie, welcome to the program.
Thank you for taking my call.
I appreciate you waiting. Patience. What is your verse? Go to verse.
John 14:27.
All right. Go ahead and share it.
Peace I leave with you. Peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled. And do not be afraid. John 14:27, NIV.
Why is that verse important to you?
When you're born again, we receive Jesus into your heart for your personal Savior. The Holy Spirit, He comes and He lives inside of you. So when you have God living inside of you, you can't go wrong. Just stand upon His Word and just believe His Word, you know, and take it to yourself.
Do you struggle with worry?
God has given us peace.
Do you struggle with it, though?
Gives, our heart will not be troubled or afraid.
Do you struggle with worry? Worry?
Not worry, but sometimes I get those thoughts that are anxiety, kind of.
Yeah, like that verse just said, it gets to multiply in our lives. That's what my experience has been. You start with a thought, and then that leads to another thought, which leads to another thought. And if you don't take captive those thoughts, they can get you in trouble. All right, Marie, thank you for your call from Michigan. I'm glad you're listening. John 14:27 is her verse. If you're keeping notes here, let's go to Stephen in Arizona. Stephen, welcome to the program.
Shalom.
Shalom to you, my friend.
I bless you in the name of Yeshua, and I thank God for what you've been doing to share the word of God, to let people know that heaven and earth will pass, but God's word, His word endures forever.
Amen.
The verse that I use all the time is Proverbs 3, that we trust in the Lord with all of our heart. We lean not on our own understanding. We acknowledge the Lord in all of our ways, not some of our ways. And as we are in awe of the Lord, loving Him, He brings peace to our mind and healing to our soul.
And that happens to be Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Powerful verse. It was my father-in-law's life verses as well. And so shalom to you as well, my friend. In fact, when I was growing up in the Detroit suburb, we went to church in Royal Oak, or I'm Oak Park, Michigan, and we've got friends who living in Detroit in the suburbs, you know where I'm talking about. And we had Shalom right over our door of our church, welcoming the community, Jewish community. So, Stephen, thank you for your call. Appreciate it. We're taking your comments. Boy, we got a lot of Facebook activity, don't we, going on there, Rob? Let me go to Mary Lou in Arizona. Who has a verse from Galatians. Mary Lou, welcome to the program.
Yes.
Appreciate your call. What's your go-to verse?
It's what I recommend for people because it worked for me, okay, is Galatians, I believe it's 5:22. And I kind of pray it as a prayer. Fill me with your Holy Spirit, with your love, your joy, your peace, your patience, goodness, kindness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. That can also be translated, I believe, sound mind or self-discipline.
Yeah, and those are important verses because we're really talking about the fruit that God gives us for our spirit, the fruit of the Spirit. And why are those? Why is that verse important to you?
Because we all need it. And I believe, and I recommend praying that daily, especially if you happen to be going through a hard time, like I did years ago.
Yeah, I think sometimes we don't get turned on to this idea of really meditating on Scripture and understanding the power of Scripture until we have to. We have a choice: either I'm going to do something else, or I'm going to do this because this is important. And as a believer, we know we're commanded to do this. I mean, there are plenty of verses and a lot of teaching, and good common sense tells you, as a follower of Christ, when you fill your whatever you fill your mind with is what we become. And one of the problems I see today with anxiety and depression and worry that people face, and boy, we see that on the rise, is that we have so many things that are distracting us. We have things that are digitally distracting us. We have television. We have media like, you know, no other time in history. And when you look at what's happening in the world today, just turning on the news is enough to bring you down. And so as Christians, to come back to the truth of Scripture, not to hide our head in the sands. We know we live in a sinful, fallen world. More so than ever, we need to make sure that we're filling our minds with the truth so we can face the realities of the world every day. If you just joined us, we're talking about Scripture, in particular, what verses from Scripture have been meaningful to you when it comes to dealing with anxiety and worry in your life. And we're going to get to some more of those calls here in just a couple minutes.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
~60% they say of college students suffer from anxiety. And as the article unfolded, it talked about the things that were causing anxiety for young people today. There was an increase in materialistic values and consumerism leading to part of what's happening with young people in college. They want it now, they want the stuff. They're looking for material things like every generation does, but the young generation expects it more immediate because they're learning that everything is immediate to them. You know, when we see these statistics on the increase of anxiety in young people and college students, I couldn't believe the number when I saw it. 60% of college students wrestling with anxiety. The numbers are up. 40% of Americans, I think I read, it's in my teaching this month, I think it was 40% more anxious now than they were a year ago. And that doesn't surprise me, I suppose, when you think about what's going on in the news. And that's why this month I decided to do a teaching on, well, what does the Bible teach and what are the practical things that we know about life and human beings and how in the world do we rest an anxious mind? How to rest an anxious mind in a very practical way. So members, you've received this by now, at least you should have if you've, you know, if you're on the list to receive the monthly CD, if you've requested it. But as a monthly member, you qualify every month to receive this. It's sort of an update newsletter from the ministry that includes a teaching from me to you on CD. So when you become a new member, by the way, of Intentional Living today, we'll make sure that this teaching on how to rest an anxious mind on CD, about 30, 40 minutes of teaching, will come to you to say thank you for signing up to become a monthly member of Intentional Living. And then each month, starting this month and for the months ahead, you'll start receiving my teaching on CD coming to your home. All you have to do is go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Click on the donate button. We'll get you signed up or call, but do it soon because we have to cut off for the month. We can only offer the CD for the month during the month. And so we're near the end of this month of May. So you can call us during West Coast business hours at 888-888-1717 and press number 4, okay? All right, let's go. We're getting back to the calls coming in. Been jammed, our lines, people sharing Scripture and why it's important to them, all helping this young college student, Kaylee, who said, you know, my pastor says meditate on Scripture, but I don't know where to start. And you're giving her, I mean, we're giving you a lot of stuff, Kaylee. So I hope you're finding some encouragement here. Let's go to Jacob in Arizona. Jacob, welcome to the program.
Hey, Randy. How you doing today, man?
Good, good. Says this one that you're going to share, you got tattooed on your wrist?
Yeah, I actually have. I have a couple tattooed on my left arm. I actually have Philippians 4:6 tattooed on my left wrist.
All right, read that for us.
Let me get to it real quick.
Well, you're going to go to your wrist, right?
Well, no, I have just a verse down there.
Okay, I pray
on the top of my hand.
All right.
Because it means just kind of be anxious for nothing. I'm trying to quote it. But in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God.
Mm-hmm.
I also have Isaiah 41:10 on my right above that as well. That's one that's helped me get through anxiety that I faced over the past few years. The Philippians 4:6 one kind of helped me when I was going through a season where I was bringing my anxieties to God, and I kind of asked Him to show me what was in my heart that kind of offended Him or showed me any kind of, like it says in Psalm 139, said, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxieties." Mm-hmm. And see if there's any wicked way in me and lead me in the way of everlasting. It was a season of my life that God was just putting a call into my life to minister to people and through music and through other avenues and stuff. And I needed to get right with my heart and my relationship with God before I could take the call and do that. So that's what that was all stemmed from.
So you wrestled with anxiety and you find these passages to be encouraging to you and helpful.
Yeah, it helped me. Those ones really stuck out with me. I mean, that's why I got them tattooed on me. So those ones helped me for sure get through it. But what helped me more than anything is just putting Jesus number one in my life above everything. And I realized that in Him, it was calmness and joy and peace just followed. And then He showed me that anxiety I thought that suffocated me and crippled me, that I actually had power over that in the name of Jesus. It had nothing, it had no control over me like I thought it did for years.
Yeah, amen. Listen, you're on the right track, my friend, and understanding that Satan will use, I'm convinced Satan uses whatever, and he does it in every culture. Every culture is different. If you travel around the world, you realize that Satan has a way of attacking different cultures in different ways. In our culture, I think it has a lot to do with our thinking because, let's face it, we have a lot of stuff. And if he can mess up our minds, he can really mess up our whole lives. And that's where he begins, I think, many times. All right. Thank you, Jacob. Let's go to Facebook. A lot of comments coming in on Facebook as well. What do we got, Rob?
Yeah. Jen wrote on Facebook, Romans 15:13, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit."
Amen. Did you ever wrestle with worry? Is that?
Oh yeah.
Is that something?
Yeah.
What kinds of things do you worry about?
Well, you know, like right now, I'm going through stuff where I've got two cars that won't stop breaking down. They're tag teaming me, and the one, no mechanic can figure it out, and I've got a family to take care of.
Yeah.
And it might, people might be like, a car problem. That's not big, but it is when you can't get groceries. So I mean, those type of things really do worry me because I want to be a good provider for my family, and when those things don't work, I feel like I'm not a good provider.
You know, If for me, the thing I've worried about over the years is because I'm a kind of a high control person.
Yeah.
and I worry about my kids when they were growing up and where they're doing, are they going to be safe and when they're out. And
yeah.
And we had a little joke because when my daughter, Andrea, was younger, when she was, I don't know, she was school age, maybe 7, 8, 9 years old. And this is something we joke about now, but she was walking across the room and she had a pencil in her hand and I was worried she was going to fall on that pencil. And I said, "Honey, be careful so you don't fall and poke your eye out." So, and I laugh now because that's a little joke between my daughter who now has 3 children of her own and a missionary in Africa. We'll joke sometimes. I'll say, "Remember, Andrew, don't poke your eye out." So the things we worry about.
Yeah.
We know most of them never come true, but it also can be become a spiritual problem where we're not trusting in the Lord, which is a reminder here. Sarah on Facebook, Psalm 16:8 is hers. She said, "I keep the Lord in mind always because he is at my right hand and I will not be shaken." That's a good verse. Mm. What about Lisa? You got Lisa there?
Yeah, on Facebook, Lisa posted Joshua 1:9. "Yes, be bold and strong. For remember, the Lord your God is with you wherever you go.
That's good.
It's a good verse.
Here's another one, John 14:27. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give it to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. Powerful. All right, I think I have time to get Kelly on here from Michigan today. Kelly, welcome to the program. Are you there, Kelly? Yeah, maybe we lost her. But by the way, her verse was Jeremiah 1:5. Someone look that up for me? Can someone look that up? And we'll read her verse at least. Jeremiah 1:5. You know, as we're wrapping up the program today, this month, every month I have a theme that for my teaching that goes out to our members. And this month it's been on anxiety and worry. And the teaching has been called How to Rest an Anxious Mind. I thought a lot about that when I was titling the teaching for the month. Because at the end of the day, when you have an anxious mind, there's a great deal of unrest in your thinking. It may be obsessive. It may come in spurts. It may be over a certain situation, something in your family or something with your health. And intellectually, if you're a Christian, you kind of know in your head that you're not supposed to worry. And you know the scripture says don't worry. And like one of our callers said, I worry about worrying. You know, I worry that I'm worrying, that somehow that makes me less of a Christian. Let me just say this. Worry is a pervasive problem. And we are not immune from it just because we're followers of Christ. Because if we were just automatically immunized against worry, Paul wouldn't be saying to us, be anxious for nothing. It would just happen. He would say, get saved and the worry's gone. The reality is we wrestle with worry. It's a part of the fallen experience of a human being. But as a believer, God gives us in His Word many truths to encourage us, to uplift us, and to draw us closer to Him. And I hope that's come through today. All right, Jeremiah 1:5, here it is. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations. That's kind of an encouraging verse, isn't it? To know that God was there for us even before we were born. It says a lot about what goes on with abortion in this world as well, doesn't it? That's a whole nother topic. All right, we're out of time today. Thank you, Amy, for coming in, helping out today on the phones, and Stephen and Rob, appreciate it. And all of you that posted on Facebook, and those of you who have called in, we'd love to have your verses if you didn't get a chance to share it. Go to Facebook and share it, or call us, 888-888-1717, our comment line, or Facebook/Intentional Living. We'll be back next time. We'll have more for you right here from the Intentional Living Center. Have a great day.